The parables in today's gospel weave together to give a marvelous sense of presence, the presence of Christ in our lives, a presence both nourishing us and a presence calling us to service. For when we gather at the Eucharist, we prepare ourselves to receive the Lord, and he arrives, dresses himself in a servant's apron and nourishes us with himself, serving us at the Eucharist with his own presence and with his own divinity. And there is a connect between that preparation for the Eucharist, the expecting of Christ in the Eucharist, and the recognition of Christ outside of the Eucharist. For if we as faithful Catholics can recognize the Lord of the universe in something as simple as bread and wine, it must be so much easier for us to recognize him in everything and everyone else. There is a connect between the two recognitions, of recognizing Christ in the poor, the outcast, the migrant, even recognizing Christ in the violent and ill-willed, to draw forth from them that which they did not recognize they have within themselves. We are called to recognize when others do not, when others even reject in themselves any goodness. It is our task to recognize that goodness, timely and untimely, and to call it forth through diligent prayer and service. There is a connect between the Eucharist and the recognizing of Christ in the rest of our lives. And when a disconnect arises, then we as Christians have a temptation to impose enormous horrors in the name of God on others. When we think it is our role to discern between bad and good and condemn the evil and simply accept the good, or only accept the good, then there is a disconnect between the Master who comes to serve us all, irrespective of our holiness, and irrespective of our goodness. He offers himself to us, and we in turn are to offer ourselves to one another, not with our own strength and not with our own ability to recognize, because that is limited, but with the ability that has been granted us through the nourishment that we have received. We are to recognize Christ, even in people of ill will who cannot recognize goodness within themselves. And we are to call that forth that they may recognize it. And yes, to some it might come as a shock and a horror and as a pain and even as punishment. But ultimately, undergoing conversion feels like punishment. But undergoing conversion, changing our worldview from one to God's, from one that we have to one that God offers us, will be a painful process. And it will also be a joyous and a glorious process. A joyous and a glorious process to make that connect between the Lord who comes to serve us with himself and the Lord who cries out for us to serve him and to recognize him, especially in the poor, the oppressed, and the migrant. There is a connection between the glory of beautiful liturgy and the ugliness of slums. The connect is to draw out from the ugliness of slums and of human devastation that same glory which we experience at liturgy, gloriously and faithfully done for the sake of God who comes among us to serve us at that liturgy and at that service. Luke means that these words of Christ be taken to heart by the young community he is writing to a community who may see divinity in everything except Jesus Christ, because they are from a pagan background, and a community who can only see divinity locked up in the Holy of Holies in the temple, now lost to them, because Luke is writing around the time of the destruction, or just after the time of the destruction of Jerusalem, when that was no longer a privilege for Jewish communities. The privilege to enter the Holy of Holies, but also a temptation to see God only as present in the Holy of Holies and not anywhere else. Luke tries to bring these two worldviews together by bringing these parables, one after the other, in the memory of Jesus and in his understanding of his conversion and of how he has been challenged by Jesus Christ, and how the disciples he has spoken to in his research, how the faithful he has spoken to in his research, have been challenged by Christ. Recognizing Jesus in the early Eucharist of the Church, in the Agape, the love feast, so as to recognize him everywhere else, and recognizing divinity everywhere, so as to recognize divinity serving us in the Eucharist. For in paganism, we are but the slaves of supernatural forces. In the presence of Christ, we are disciples, co-workers, brothers and sisters of the great family of God. Let us make the connect between the Eucharist and between the thanksgiving for God's presence, challenging us to conversion everywhere, at every moment, through everyone. Amen.